We've all seen the data on organic food sales in the U.S. Sales have about doubled in the last 10 years, now total $43 billion, or about 4% of the food system. If that rising demand is going to be met, there are really three options to do that. We can make existing farms bigger. We can grow bigger plants. In other words, we can increase yields. Or we can start new farms. We're probably going to do all three of these at the same time, but today I'm going to focus on this. How do we start new farms? One way to train new farmers is through incubator farms. There are nearly 200 of these incubator farms across the country. Many of these are in the eastern half of the country and on the west coast, but they are spread throughout the country. These are places that new and beginning farmers can actually learn the various practices and management strategies and business skills to be able to run farms. If you don't mind a little bit of self-promotion, this map was produced by the New Entry Sustainable Farming Project, which provides technical assistance to many of these organizations across the country and is part of the program that I work in at Tufts University. The most common focus of these incubator farms is smaller scale, diversified fruit and vegetable production, but not exclusively so. There are some that focus on grain production, for example. That does raise the question, though, about what about livestock? Whether it's smaller livestock like pastured poultry, or in our conversation today, organic dairy production. To answer that, let's take a trip from Phoenix to the coast of Maine. Let me introduce you to Wolf's Neck Farm. This is an incubator organic dairy farm located right on the coast of Maine. And by right on the coast, I mean that this area is tidal flats in Casco Bay. Organic dairy farms are very complex systems. They have a lot of moving parts, and that means that new organic dairy farmers have a lot to learn. They have to learn about machinery and milking, producing and storing feed, animal health, and markets. You might be wondering, what relevance does this have to the tri-societies? To which I'm going to respond, a lot. Here are just some of the areas that mesh with the tri-societies. First, there's outreach, which could be to other farmers. It could also be to agencies, certified crop advisors, and the like. And then there's many, many topical areas. Certainly, grazing management and forages are a big part of this. Nutrient management, how we use land, the implementation of conservation practices, greenhouse gas emissions and other emissions, and soil health. And I'll talk in a minute about these last two because there's ongoing work at the farm in these areas. As I noted at the beginning, this is a coastal farm. So looking up at the barn, these are all hay fields. There's a little bit of trees, but right behind the trees is Casco Bay. In fact, there's a whole bunch of people out clamming today. This means that there has to be practices in place to protect the bay. This opens up a lot of opportunities for both research and education. There is a significant research base that compares, for example, organic and conventional production, or assesses specific production practices within organic. But maybe now is the time to think about research that considers the farm as a system, and that system exists within the broader environment. Here's a recent example that includes some activity at Wolf's Neck. This project is led by Alex Contosta at the Earth Systems Research Center at the University of New Hampshire, with a lot of help from Doran Cox, who is the research coordinator at Wolf's Neck. And they're trying to answer some basic questions, like, does management-intensive grazing lead to increased soil carbon? What's the impact of grazing on greenhouse gas emissions? So working in this environmentally sensitive environment and trying to answer these questions at the level of the entire farm. In closing, there's many exciting things going on out there at Wolf's Neck Farm and a lot of other places, and we should keep incubating farmers and incubating new science. Thanks for listening.